As I'm concerned. Hello, everybody. I'm here in the flesh again, not the disembodied voice, which I don't know how it experienced you, but it was very strange to me because, of course, I had no idea who I was talking to. But I appreciate your tolerance of my rudeness last week. So I'm assuming we're focusing to, well, you should, you know what, I'm going to back. Tell me what we're focusing on today, and we'll try to get through this work as fast as possible. Quick update, where we are.
What Sorry about that. For those who had action items and others that came out of the last meeting, please just go ahead and take the lead and brief what you've been able to accomplish. I will start off by saying, Dalapo, I owed you some input for bio. I finally got around to it about 5 minutes ago. So please just take a look. I hope to be off of your delinquent list by the time this meeting is over.
Can I speak quickly to that? So I kind of like extracted your bio from the website. That was what okay. I did. So I don't know if that was okay.
Okay.
I have that all done. We might probably talk about it today as well.
All right. Go ahead.
Okay. So it's in the BIOS folder on the Google Shared Drive. So I have some sort of slides. So how I came up with it was like on slides. It has 15 slides. I reached out to Ellen earlier today. I wanted to know if it was possible to put slides on the website. Like, I don't know what the compatibility would be.
But so I just logged in today. Arielle and I were spending some time poking around, getting familiar with our side of things. I think we could as images, but for it to read better, we might want to directly copy to the website. Yeah. But I was thinking the slideshow might be good for the event.
Yeah, that's
what I really liked the colors as a way of introducing us.
Should I share my screen so that we can all see it? Okay, just a minute.
Sure.
My network has been acting up.
All we see now is your sisters.
Yeah, they're my world. Oh, she's my world, I guess, after God.
See where you fit in the hierarchy.
Yeah, so this is the first page. I wanted to do some sort of brief history, like how we got to, I could see some of you guys there. And then I went into introducing you, Professor, and then I went into kind of like a slide, having all of us on the page. This was the first one. This is the second one, and I couldn't fit myself on that slide, so I have mine on the next slide. And then I went into talking about like the little bio I got from everyone. Oh, Professor Ward, I got yours too off the website, and Professor Matthew as well.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'll send you one today because that's not right. That's probably old.
Okay, and Professor,
if you want it on the website.
Sorry, what did you say, Helen?
Steven, send me your updated bio if you want it on the website too.
Okay. I was supposed to a long time ago. I'm sorry, and I will.
No, it's okay. It's your bio.
Okay.
Dalapo, so you're not feeling alone out there. I think after this meeting, if you all concur, I'll reach out to Brian to see if we can't get his
information. I thought about it too. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Right. I'll do that. And then for Professor, I don't know if you want yours updated as well, because I picked yours off the website.
That's fine. It works for me.
I mean, Professor Matthew.
I'll look at it. Yeah, people have been introducing me with weird things recently, so I'm behind on updating my bios in various departments, so I need to do that too.
Okay, so I got everybody else's bio except for you both, and so that is that about that.
That's awesome. I like that. Great. Do we want, are there, I guess this is a question for Wayne and Ariel. If there are any of the undergraduates who've done more, even though they don't come to these meetings, who've done enough that they should be in that list. Let's add them.
Okay. I think it would be great to add Zoe just because she worked a lot on Ujima and has been working on all of our oral histories.
Great. Let's do that then.
And I just wondered, Dalapo, that initial photo, perhaps we could put a picture of the house instead of the Washington Monument?
You're muted, Dalapo.
I'm sorry. I reached out to Ariel. I think we're working out something on that. I just didn't want to leave that blank. The idea of the picture I wanted was the entrance of DAS. Like when you step into DAS, that first page you kind of get into when you come out of the elevator. But we're trying to get a hold of that. Can you all hear me?
Oh, yeah.
So it's freezing up a bit.
I don't have a copy of that. I don't know if we've taken a photo of that in the
many, many times. I have some.
Well, I have the high res from the catalog.
Yeah, and I've got to go through for Gina. She's asked me for photos that are not on my hard drive, but I'll tell you all about that during my update. But I do have definitely the front for you. So I'll be sure to get you. So Dalapo needs a front page.
Okay.
Is it a high-res copy, though? Because if Helen's taken one that's with, like, the nice camera, that would show up better.
I'm looking.
Oh, no. Helen's fine to send that one. I'm just saying some of the other photos, I've just got to get some together.
Your collection would be great.
Right. And the things she wants predate pretty much everybody here except for Stephen and Matthew. So, you know what?
Does that include your wall of photos, Beth?
Oh, yeah. In fact, my picture of Dalapo is me standing behind my wall.
Okay.
So, yeah, I got
it. Somewhere, but I just can't tell where.
Right, I got to figure out. Yeah, there's some stuff I got to figure out with, you know, getting the high res over the years. Ariel and Helen, I think, is going to be just a challenge because we didn't have a photographer. So, you know, we want to have photos of something. So I think, you know, if we're able to get, you know, I'll do the best I can.
I was only talking about the front of the office picture. Of course, pictures that are before cameras, that like the ones we have now, of course, but like for the one that Dalapo was asking for, I personally don't have a copy of a high res one, but Helen said that she did.
Other updates?
They're downloading to an email. I'm going to send them to you, Dalapo. I have about six of that.
Yeah, Professor Matthew, last week I broached the subject about having a student help us work on the video. And, and that idea came as a result of Wayne asking whether or not we needed more help with transcriptions.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the answer to that is no. I may be wrong in that, but I don't think we need to do more transcription. So instead of spending money on more transcriptions, maybe we can bring on a student to help with the video project, someone who has skill and interest to do that. Initially, I had mentioned a friend of mine who was in stamps, who was actual filmmaker. He does professional documentaries. I asked him, he can't do it.
Okay.
However, Professor Ward reached out and said there was a student in his class who makes films and would be interested in working with us. And that's like, you can't package it any better than that. I don't know. Especially if we want to work with Professor Ward in his class, and he can say more about that. But that was just the idea. Initially, I mentioned again the idea of paying someone. If we were going to pay somebody to do transcriptions, and if we agreed that we don't need to do that anymore, why not give the money to another student to do something else?
So that was something that we discussed.
Either way, Jimmy, makes sense. Either that, or if there's a student in Stephen's class who wants to join that team and make it their part of his or her project for Stephen's class, that's and particularly if that person has a specific set of skills or interests.
Right. Good. Now I realize because the person is Stephen's student, then they could totally end up doing this without being paid. Right. This is just part of your thing. But so that was the initial conversation last week.
And I like that because then it's, I mean, you know, the other thing that it sets a precedent for in thinking about these things, of course, is that when students work on projects, particularly tied to a class, they don't have to, it can be an ongoing project. It doesn't have to be a project that starts and ends in one class. And in fact,
let me make sure that I understand you correctly. What are you saying you like? You like the idea of paying them?
I mean, I'm thinking more long-term, right? Which is that setting precedent for some of our projects being multi-term projects in which the students who work on them might change over time. And this is sort of a principle of engaged learning, right? That it's sort of artificial to think in a term, you're going to do a whole project and it's going to be ready for the public, right? That's not actually the lesson that students ought to be learning. They ought to be learning these projects take a while and that you can contribute to them and come in and out of them at different times. So not to be a pedagogical theoretician suddenly, but so anyway, so that's what I'm saying I like about that idea is that, and it applies frankly to some of our other projects too, which is that if there are things that students in Stephen's class or another class want to work on, that would be great. And it's, you know, we can figure out what is it, how does it close up for them? But that doesn't mean the project necessarily has to be over. People can then pick it up and go forward from there. So,
I'll just add a little bit to that. First, don't apologize for being a pedagogical theoretician. That sounds cool. I want to be that when I grow up.
Yeah, well, I don't know if I qualify, but there you go. I have to ask my students.
it's fun. It's fun to say at any rate.
Yeah. Right.
But so this is precisely what I was, you know, hoping that the class can facilitate. The student is a FTM major, film, television, and media.
Awesome.
And I think a DAS minor. She's in my AS, my 498 class, and she was planning on doing an honors thesis, making a film as an honors thesis, but FTVM messed things up. But so I told her about what we're doing. I mean, the whole class knows about the whole. Overall, but I told her specifically about the video project, and she, on a couple of conversations, expressed interest in being connected with it. And so I made clear to her that we will identify what she would do as part of the class, and if there's another component that has some other dimensions, then we'll figure all that out. But so for the next step, I want to connect her with Tahir and Tara. We have to go ahead and do that?
Yep.
And then do we also have to go ahead to work out what it needs to be and then come back to you, Matthew, or are you the committee and decide?
I mean, I think what I would say is this. So on this project, I mean, one of the things that Tahir and Tim that were always saying to me was, we don't really know how to make films and we really could use some help thinking about that process. So this is having someone who's trained in that is great.
And she specifically said she knows how to do editing. She said she can get B-roll, and I had to learn what B-roll is. And then she mentioned some machine she has or something that can do something. So
I think the only question, and this is for you to resolve, is how much work does she need to do to fulfill the course? And then if this is going to require more work than that, then let us know that so that we can begin to figure out what that moment is and then convert her to a wage.
Exactly, okay. So that's exactly what I do. I start with the conversation so Tara and Tahir can share more with their thinking. And then let the student Danny decide what she was interested in doing and in what capacity. And then I'll come back to you. So you're saying there could be some possibility for wage work if we determine that that's appropriate. And then, what you said?
Until Wayne tells me no, yes, that's what I'm saying.
Okay. and I have not raised that with her. I don't know if that will be, but I also want to give the space for her creativity to come up with ideas what to do.
And I don't know that, I probably wouldn't raise it with her first. I mean, I think work out with her what she needs to do for the class and then let her, and then you might want to say, just come to me when it looks like there's more, it's more than that. If it comes to the point where it's more than that.
Absolutely. Okay.
And then we can talk about it at that point.
Okay. Perfect. Tahir and Tara, is there anything else you think we should talk about here in regard to this? I know it's all very preliminary, but since we're all together.
No, not, we have a meeting.
You got muted again.
That's because I shouldn't be talking. We have a meeting on Monday with Matthew, and so we could probably pick that up again, and then I'll just update you, Professor Ward. I imagine there's other business to attend to today, but just wanted to kind of put that out there because we broached that subject, and Matthew wasn't here last week. So,
and I mean, this picks up on themes you, Tahir and Tara and I have talked about already. But let me just say that this gives us the even more reason to the approach that we can rethink this in every way. It doesn't have to be limited to or structured exactly how we had it previously, and we can rethink if it wants to expand or change in different ways the project. I mean, that's great.
You know what? I actually do want to say something else. I want to put myself out here as a strong advocate for paying that student for her labor. And so on the one hand, I recognize that she has a commitment as a student to create a project. But after having talked to my friend who makes films, and I was talking to him about deadlines and stuff, he was only scratching the surface. The kinds of things that he was saying that are required to do something well that is only 5 to 10 minutes was a lot for someone like me who doesn't know how to do that. And so I don't want to, I don't want to sell that short. It's COVID. I imagine this, I don't know who this woman is. I don't know what her financial situation is, but I'm all about people being paid for their labor if that's possible. Understanding that she is a student who has an assignment to complete as well. So I just want to put that out there.
No, I thank you. And that's where the thinking about what kind of hours the others, you know, what's equivalent to what all the students are doing in that class for credit. So that when she exceeds that, as presumably she will, then that we can kick that over. So maybe we'll front load that more, Stephen, and actually say to her, you know, if you can think about it, you know, what's the amount of time that will be the equivalent so that she can then be aware that when and if she exceeds that she will be compensated. So okay. There's no reason not to tell her that from the top. So.
And something I'm thinking about too, Stephen, it would be really fascinating from her perspective as a student, that perhaps a component of this that would fit with the non-wage section of her work would be a journal of her journey as a filmmaker, making things. I'm always fascinated how people who are creatives, it's rare that they document the journey. And so having that knowledge, like the growth that she takes in learning about the pieces of the video that Tahir and Tara will share with her, you know, how is that helping her glean an understanding of DAS from someone who may not be well, you know, educated about the department itself? So that could be something that would certainly fit under the pedagogical component of the class, and it would provide, you know, a really nice, you know, I love to see those documentaries that are the making of, you know, this or that, and then you're seeing behind the scenes what she actually does. Because I think Tahir, you have an excellent point in saying that, you know, we kind of take for granted when people are creating things that, you know, it just comes together like presto, abracadabra, and here it is. Whereas there is a very, I think that's why sometimes someone like Kelly Askew's work has not been looked at in the same light as someone who's writing 600 page books, where she's creating these masterful movies that are documenting and anthropologically are so powerful because they are real. So that might be something, you know, I'm just thinking of, you know, over the years hearing creative people talk about how sadly the work they do is not always valued because people think it's such an easy thing to do if you have you know, that inclination and that desire and passion for something creative as opposed to something, you know, mathematical.
So true.
For example, my homeboy from Stamp said $5,000 minimum. I was like, whoa. To me, that's a whoa. I don't know what it takes to do this, but I was like, that's interesting.
And it's harder if you haven't filmed it yourself. So going back,
he said $5,000, and I'm lowballing you, Tahir, because you're my homeboy. I was like, whoa, okay, got it. That's above my pay grade. I don't know what it takes to do something like that. And you know, Helen and other artists, you guys know.
But I don't mess with that too much.
Right.
That's why they're paid so much. The motion graphic designers and videographers, it's like 20,000 more at least.
Yeah, my brother's an independent filmmaker, and I can't believe the numbers he throws at me for, like, what they charge for doing stuff.
Wow.
Well, maybe we should try and get an estimation from her down the line of how many hours she thinks it might take to do something like this once we give her the scope of it. Matthew and Tahir.
Yeah, let's do that.
I know, Helen, you had also asked last week about the video that you're putting together and a little bit more about the video that Tahir has been working on and how they're gonna differ. Tahir, I don't know if you wanna speak to that or if I should say something. If Helen still needs, I don't know if you still need clarity on that.
We were able to meet about giving Blue Day, so I think they won't need to be tied together based on that. I wasn't sure at first, but we should be good.
Okay, cool. Because okay. I think from what you described last week, they're going to be quite different in that, yes. In that the other video is going deeper into debates about sort of intellectual traditions within DAS and so on, compared with a more of an introductory video.
Yeah, just in our time frame too, wanting to put more focus on that one, since we only have, you know, a couple weeks to about a month till Giving Blue Day. So short time frame.
It's also, I mean, this is actually a good conversation in naming something that we're doing, which is two different kinds of things, right? There are pieces of this that are celebratory and promotional and, you know, part of our growth of it as an institution, right? We're building alumni support, getting student. And then there are parts of this that are more scholarly, research, analytical, and, you know, public work often combines those two things, and that's really good. But it is important to know the difference with pieces, right? That way you don't sacrifice rigor where you need rigor, but you also don't sacrifice production values and inspiration when that's what you're trying to do. So
may I get clarification, please? Are there two different video projects?
One's
just more than two.
So everything's video now. It's not really a video project. It will just be video talking about the 50th. And I just wanted to make sure the messaging was similar but different because they serve different purposes. And the way I think about it is, how long is this going to live? The other video is supposed to be something you can come back to repeatedly. This is just a little, hey, it's Giving Blue Day today. This is what.
Okay, so can we call them different things? We have one promotional piece for Giving Blue Day, which has to be done quickly and it's short. Then we have another thing. What do we call it?
Cruz Sudarkasa video or documentary. Short documentary.
Where you been, Professor?
You know what I'm saying?
Where you been, bro?
Y'all confusing things. Talking about video. Let's get some things straight.
The documentary and the Giving Boo video.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Who said that? Helen? No, Ariel. Thank you, Ariel.
What did you say, Ariel?
The Giving Blue video and the documentary.
And look, the documentary is also got, it does have a pair. It's the podcast that Dolapo did. Those two things are much more aligned than the Giving Blue Day video.
I do have full faith that the documentary is going to be explosive. It's going to be dynamite. You know how I know? Because Tara and Tahir are doing it. That's TNT.
You know what?
I have actually started using that abbreviation in our notes, Tahir.
And I shared it with Ward. That's why he knows that. You started
plagiarist.
This is all up the dome.
I'm not gonna be able to pull that horse back in the stable by its tail. It's already out now.
I cannot accept this paper submission because of the plagiarism.
No, but the notes didn't have the extra that I put on it.
It's true. You did it better. I delivered it better, definitely.
All in the performance.
So there are really a lot of moving pieces going on right now. And so for a second, it'd be really great if we could kind of do some thinking about what this 18th event is going to be, because that's the closest thing coming out the, yep. as to use the metaphor, out the stable. So let's go with the horses out the stable. So I did set up a Zoom link, and Helen, I'll send that to you if you can just throw together a
great.
Quick.
That was my focus today too. I was like, this event's going to be here any second.
Right. So I'll send that to you if you just want to put up our DAS at 50 logo, because it's so beautiful. And
we can do it in MailChimp, because I've noticed so many other units are just doing that. I'm sticking with it for now.
Right.
Can we also do a slide that we could send to the teaching faculty for the semester, so we can promote it to students?
Because I think that's crucial. You know, I can tell the difference when we have folks behind the event, as opposed to when it's something that is, say, for example, really wonderful, but is not had the time to really get out there. So I think the sooner we can get it, the better. Because I can tell the difference in our event with Yolanda yesterday, which was amazing compared to others where we've had like a couple of weeks to get the word out. So I'll definitely send you that Zoom link, Helen. And so we've got the web, it will be a webinar. It's gonna be at 7 p.m. on the 18th. Matthew, we thought that evening would be nice after dinner.
Definitely evening, yeah.
To do that. And then this is where I'm getting a little confused about what are our components going to be for that night. Just thinking about what the run of show is going to be for that night. Is it going to be all of us, you know, taking a moment to talk about the part that we have done, like DeLapo, for example, showing, you know, the beautiful piece she just did with the directors, and also the one she has done before, the other piece with the courses and the syllabi, just to give people a smattering of what we're up to. And so maybe if we could take it from there.
Yeah. So before that, we do the run of show. Just Helen, quickly, also, if you could send me the promotional materials relatively soon, I will send it to college leadership at least.
So yeah, I'll try to get it
as well
today, Monday at the latest.
Yeah, okay, Monday's fine. I have announced it in the faculty meeting, and then I announced it last night in the talk. So,
what are we?
This is crucial, and I actually think we should think of next Friday's meeting as a run through. I'm not going to call it dress rehearsal, because I don't know that we have to give the content, but we can work on the order. And prepare ourselves for our different roles. So the uncertainty in my mind is the role of this idea of the four pillars of the four people we lost and how that fits
in.
So I'm leaving that aside for a second. What I would imagine is introductory comments, a sense of purpose, you know, kind of giving a sense of the purpose of the site. And then literally just walking people through it. And it would be great to have essentially people introducing the pieces they've worked on, and we can figure out what those are in a second. For the pieces that are just visual, the timeline, things like that, but we can just show it to people. You know, I think probably we don't have the time to play the whole podcast, or, you know, but maybe we can have little snippets that we've prepared ahead of time that would be, so people would, that would be kind of like advertisements for each of the pieces, the podcast, the oral history pieces, the videos that we've got up, things like that. And, you know, my, what I would love is, not only for people here, but whether it's Zoe or somebody else, Ariel, for the GMO exhibit to just, you know, have someone talk about who worked on it and feels a sense of ownership over it. I don't think we have to be super polished. I think we're trying to be giving people a sense of what's the word I'm looking for? Of a sense of our enthusiasm for the work we've done. So that would be my, and I think the work will speak for itself and people will get excited. So in that sense, it's, you know, that's what I'm want to convey, is that sense of you know, pride of authorship more than anything.
Do we have a name for this? Because I'm just calling it Das at 50 website launch.
I mean, do we? I'm thinking about something like unveiling or something, or kickoff, or neither of those words are great, but something that sort of implies that this is, you know, we're opening something. I mean, maybe it's an opening. Maybe it's a, what was that with the, when exhibits, don't they have gallery openings or something? Maybe we're calling it the Das at 50 history website opening. I don't know, something like that.
Launch is usually what they use for websites, but I think they're interchangeable. Let's do that.
No, I like launch too. Maybe even public launch.
Did you guys have in mind that kind of each person who felt particular closeness to a certain aspect of the website, who had worked on a certain aspect of the website, would do the walkthrough for that particular part? So we kind of go around and people would talk about various projects.
Yep, that's my thought.
Like 2 or 3 minute things.
Two to three minute, you know, actually, what I would think of is 2 to 3 minute, like this is what this is. And then, you know, in some of the cases, it might take a couple more minutes for people to fully grasp what it is. Like, so whether it's an excerpt from the podcast or an excerpt from a video, from an oral interview. Even to hear, if you could, even a little excerpt from one of the videos that we're using, one of the source material for the video that's undone would be great.
Question about my section, since I did the catalog, should I talk about it as a future goal just because it's something we haven't added to it yet?
Yeah, I think that's right. We should be that plus the documentary, things that are not ready yet, we can still talk about them in progress. And Stephen, it'd be great if you talked about what the students are how you're thinking about ways students can use the material in your class and then add to it. Because at least some of our audience will be DAS faculty. And so that sense, giving them some ideas.
Would it be helpful if we had a rough outline of who's talking, when people are talking, like how, just so that.
I think we need an actual outline, not a rough one.
Yeah, I think that would be helpful.
That's what I mean, front of show.
Yeah,
that's what I mean exactly, because it's you know, very easy to trip over your feet if we're all there and then we don't have a proper lineup, so that Stephen at least will know he's fifth in line to speak, or you know, Matthew is over here, you know, about to tell us about one of the oral histories he worked on, or Dalapo, you know, like, when are we going to be speaking? So maybe if we could take a couple minutes to kind of just put down the things that we're thinking of discussing or introducing. Like, I know I put down Dalapo about the, I mean,
so
go ahead.
In the structure, with 50th structure, maybe that would be a good starting point, because we kind of already have a bit, we already have a bit of an outline. If we just flesh that out a bit, I can send the link into the chat.
I think that's okay. Great. I mean, I think, yeah, thinking of it as a walkthrough or a, you know, we're moving people through the website and that'll give us a natural structure. Just to say, I think, you know, it makes sense. Probably I'll be really pleased to do the opening and also be kind of the MC, introducing people at each stage. But I think, yeah, I think rather than, you know, the only thing I would say is I at least Dalapa will go more than once, I know, and probably better if I would prefer, if I was Dalapa anyway, that they'd not be back to back my pieces. So that's the only other thought I have.
Should we be talking about the look of it at all? Is that a component, the colors and the design, logo, things like that?
You mean as part of the presentation?
Yeah, do you want that in there, kind of the look we went for and our idea of creating?
Yeah, I think so. Okay. I think that makes sense.
Because I know we started with the Africa graphic and pieces of fabric and talking about that.
Yeah.
Okay, so where do we put that? So I'm looking here at the current projects and the ongoing projects. I mean, there's quite a few things here. So are we going to be...
I would be brief with that one, and I would put it like right after explaining the purpose of the website. Just go straight into the look of it and just be brief. I think 30 seconds, just something really quick. We used our color because of this, or we used fabric because of this, pieces coming together, just something really brief. I don't see that being a 2 to 3 minute section.
Okie doke. So what I'm writing down right now is the intro. Matthew, I'm just kind of dropping you in there.
Mm-hmm.
Since you're our fearless leader, and then Helen, I've got you
fearful for leader, but
for the it's still a F. And then Helen, I've got you for the look.
So here's, I don't know if this works, but I'm looking at what Ariel posted. I'm wondering if we could do the have Dalapo do the chairs bio piece before the Ujima. Would that work in terms of the website, or is that too confusing?
It could. I'm at the very bottom of the page typing out what we're saying right now.
Okay.
So if you click on my icon at the very top, it'll take you to where my cursor is.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay. You're working. I see. Yep.
Oh, Lord, I lost everybody. So now I'm going to your icon?
Yeah. On the very top, you'll see where the people's icon is. Those are all the people that are looking at the document. If you click on mine, it'll take you to where my cursor is.
So I think actually, you know what? I think having somebody introduce the timeline itself, probably. And so I don't know who.
I was thinking the timeline should be like up front.
Yeah.
It's going to be like one of the featured parts of it. And I think Beth might be. What I was thinking was, since there's no like opportunity to like fully like explore like each aspect of that, like maybe there could be like a narrative, like narrative of the timeline as an introduction to the project. Instead of just like saying point by point, just say like, you know, here's two paragraphs about the timeline.
I mean, I think that's right. I think it would be, it's a way, right. You don't have to walk us through the timeline, just explain why we built it around the timeline would be the key.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So then we'd have, so you're saying, Matthew, do you want Ujima and then the timeline? Maybe?
No, I would start with the timeline.
Okay.
The question in my mind, so the logical step for me would be the chairs.
Uh-huh.
But if that doesn't work with the way the website is organized, then I'm fine with going from the timeline to the Ujima. And I guess I'm asking that as a question.
I think that would make sense to me. And the visual with Ujima, I think, would be a nice break from the text.
Uh-huh. So timeline, then Ujima, and then the bios, the chair bios.
Okay. So we got Matthew, Helen, Beth, Dolapo. Now we're moving on through.
Well, and so the so the question is whether the Zoe or frankly Ariel U would be the two, right? Or maybe to get in, and I would be fine if you wanted to do it together.
I've messaged Zoe to ask her if she's available for the 18th.
Okay, great.
Hopefully so, since that's why we put it in the evening.
Yes.
It's just if she has some of the study groups, because she's in law school right now.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, no, I talked to her over a holiday.
How this actually all work is going to work. Like, so are we, so outside of this meeting that we have today, where we all meet as a team to kind of report back and discuss a range of ideas, I'm curious about how we, like if I have questions about something that I want to work on or something that I'm working on or expectations about something that we're doing, how do we coordinate, communicate that and execute that during the rest of the week? Like, who am I supposed to be talking to about execution and collaboration on a particular item? For example, if I wanted to put some music in that music section of the DAS 50th website, who do I talk to? How does that happen? And how do we make it happen?
Ariel or me?
And so is it just like random? It's like, I send you an email and we like coordinate and then we,
If you could send a message, just because that helps clue in to make sure that it gets on. If you have it, if you have documents that were being worked on and they're not quite, and they just get finished, email is great. Tagging in the document is also helpful. Last week, one of the to-dos was for people to go into the 50th structure document and mark what they finished so that we could make sure that that stuff goes up over the next couple weeks. Helen and I are going to be working on making sure that all that gets up.
Yeah, we're actually going to be spending the next few hours on that. But I'm your back end for anything. So if it needs to go up, just send it to Ariel and I.
Got it. So Ariel, I want to ask, and so this is completely on me. So
to here, before, let me just quickly intervene.
Ariel
and Helen, if there are things that you need, specific things you need someone's eyes on, after just write them directly. Okay. Right. Thanks. Okay, glad to hear.
And that, I think that's a good, because I think that I've been missing whatever group compilation of responsibilities that we're supposed to get and then follow up. So I think what's been happening is that there's been a group, a list of to-dos for everyone. And because I haven't checked that, I'm sitting around saying, what am I supposed to be doing? So I want to remedy that. So maybe that's an offline conversation and I need to be more attentive or something. So I want to make sure that I'm on, because like I haven't looked at anything. Like, and so I want to make sure, and the 18th is coming up and I see my name popping up and I can do it, but I want to make sure that I'm clear on what I'm supposed to do, how I'm supposed to do it, what the expectations are, who I need to talk to make it happen.
Okay.
Let me just say about both pieces of this, what's going to be on the website as well as who's doing what in the presentation. We're working on a draft of all of that now. We have till next Friday to confirm everything and make changes. And I think what I would see is us doing next Friday is literally walking ourselves through the settled run of show. So everybody knows what's going to, and seeing what the status of anything is. So if there are things we want to talk about that won't be on the website, we're ready to explain why they're not there yet. If there are things that are partially done and on the website, but are going to change. So all of that's clear, but we can do all of that. And that's what I'm thinking of as a walkthrough rather than a dress rehearsal of the event for next Friday.
Okay, just to follow up on the 50th website structure. So I went in to put in some of the things I've completed. The only thing keeping me from uploading the chair's bio is I'm still needing a picture of Leslie Owens. I still don't have a picture of him. and his bio is yet to be completed. So that's the only thing keeping me from updating that as done.
Oh, I see.
The second one that I updated was some of the oral interviews that I'd completed with the transcription. And I think we still need to merge some files on Nisha's interview. So I put a note on that, Ariel, if you probably have time to go into that and look.
On Owen's, I mean, I think if we don't get it in time, we just say we haven't gotten it yet. I think that's fine. And maybe someone will say, well, I know where it is, and we'll get the answer.
Right. That's what I keep hoping, that, you know, this is a living organic thing. Yeah. And so to expect everything to be up and perfect, even the perfectionist that I am, I've learned to be more gentle with myself and permit myself to know that this is going to continue to be like a work of art. We're never going to actually finish it. It's going to keep growing. And it should keep growing, honestly, you know, if we're real about it, like our chairs and directors, we'll continue to add to them.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Even within this year, we'll be adding Benedict for a year. You know, it's going to be something where we have, you know, something that's going to keep going. So, you know, permit yourself to be able to just put Leslie Owens, you know, the bio. Mm-hmm. If you want to just put that bio you have, sure. I'm happy to read it over for you. And then yeah. You can just let's throw that baby out. Because the timeline, you know, I'm still finding out facts. Last night, there was an excellent student panel on the tower takeover. And I learned so many things that I didn't realize about some of the things and some that they had done that built off of some of the things that had come before. So I'm really excited to see how we can continue to grow these things.
To that end, is there anything, any part of the website that could be used for a sort of interactive demonstration with those who are attending, rather than us doing like the showing and telling, but something that really engages the audience, whether it's like a poll that we want their input on, or an aspect of the website where we're asking from photos from a certain era. I don't know, I'm just thinking of something that would make the launch more interactive.
So we're limited with WordPress. It is through LSA. And I do not know what widgets currently work with it. I do agree that would be a really good goal. And I think at minimum, we should have kind of a guide page of explaining and taking some of those things and saying, this section is about this, this is about this, and at least a basic written guide until we can get something like that.
And Tara suggested as an example, a poll, but I don't think we can do polls in webinar. Am I correct?
I believe you can. The young lady last night did a few, so I could write Leslie and ask her how she was doing polls.
Was it a webinar or was it a Zoom meeting?
Was it a webinar last night?
Mm-hmm. It was a webinar. Mm-hmm. So, like I said, I'm learning every day about webinars, and I'm like last night, I'm still not sure why it would come on and say this meeting's being recorded, and it was like, where did that come from? But
because it could even be, that could be part of the intro to the memorials as well, to say who wrote this text or in what year did, you know, this person, I don't know, like a little quiz aspect of it that gets people engaged.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea, Tara. And I want to, in the chat, you also asked Tara the question, you put the links to the website. So I want to ask that, confirm that. The sites, the lsa.umich.edu, that is the site that is going to be. And so if we want to be looking at it beforehand, that's where we go. And
I will say I logged in today and I have not seen much from Jessica, which I am saying after to talk to Wayne about.
What does that mean? You have not seen much from Jessica?
I haven't seen the stuff being uploaded. So I'm going to talk to Wayne and get a game plan, especially considering my hours in Anthro next week.
Okay. And then my other part of this is mechanically or logistically on the 18th, how will we actually do this? Because only one of us, I mean, in a webinar, one person screen share and they will navigate as other people are talking, or how will that work? Or we're going to have to figure that out. I don't know if we need to
Well, that was an excellent question, Stephen. I was thinking about that. If we have, say, for example, one person sharing the screen, you can have a co-host who shares the screen with you. And that's what Yolanda and I did last night, so that she could share her slides. But in terms of...
I haven't worked in a whole lot in webinar. Do you have remote control access? Because it might be easier if we leave one screen up, but the control access gets shifted when as people are talking.
What do you mean by control?
So let's say Dalapo, actually Beth, we've done it before when we've been in a Zoom call. If you share your screen and then I request remote control, then I can move your screen around and we don't have to keep shifting back and forth between who's sharing screens. So if we were able to do that so that we could just shift the control of one person's screen, then we don't have to have that transition between the screens.
So I'm sorry, make sure I understand. So like if Matt was presenting something, he would have control. It would be your screen, but he would have control over it. And then when he was done and it was Dalapo's turn, Dalapo would get control over the screen and would be able to show people.
Yeah.
I like that because you're right. It's helpful that you're not asking someone else to move it. You're not stopping and saying, now, Ariel, could you click on that? You can do it yourself. But at the same time, we're not switching from one from computer to computers in terms of the website. So that would be really, that way the audience will see the one website the whole time and they'll see us move through it.
It would be too clumsy and distracting for several of us to be switching screens, sharing screen.
I think that works. I'm here the issue with getting stuff loaded, but it looks nice. I just looked at it. It looks really nice. The timeline looks really great.
I'm sure we'll figure it out. I just haven't had contact from her and I've been a little worried. So
this is the other thing we can practice next Friday. Then if we do it that way we can do the run through without necessarily all the content, right? So we'll go person, and we'll be able to make sure that the remote control piece works and that we can see how we move through the website that way. So that we're not just doing it for the first time in front of
right.
Whether it's right. 2 or 200 people.
I'm not quite sure of the difference between what Ariel is saying and what you're saying. I'm a little mixed up. So maybe we can talk through that, because in webinar form, I don't know how I could turn my remote over to someone else. That seems like a remote.
Maybe
change.
That's something that we should test instead of meeting in a Zoom meeting. Let's meet in a webinar and see how many hosts and co-hosts, like how often we'd have to shift the hosting around, and then how easy it is to shift that control so that we can run through it. If folks who have time want to stay past the meeting, I could open as a webinar and we could give it a try now to see even if that's possible before we like set our hearts on it.
That would be great. And I unfortunately can't, but I would hope if some people could stay with you and work on that, that'd be great. Because other thing is if it turns out a meeting function is much better than the webinar for this, yeah, I know it's a little risky because people tell those horror stories, but it wouldn't be terrible to be able to see our audience for this and take that risk.
And that's what
I'm going to make. I'm going to make a plea for the meeting. I think it's better to see the audience. I think the webinar has the benefit of controlled environment, but it has the drawback of being controlled. It's too controlled and it's too unfriendly. So I'm going to make a plea for the meeting.
So maybe we should just do a meeting with a registration requirement.
Okay.
So
you can also set it so that mics and video are muted for everyone when they come in, if that's a concern, and then be able to unlock that once everyone's in.
And that would make it easier to ask for have dialogue, either at specific moments or at the end. So I like that. And I unfortunately can't stay, but one thing that occurs to me, one interactive thing would be when we get to this music set thing, since it's not ready yet, asking for nominations, asking for people to put it in the chat. What do they want to see in the music piece? Or the same thing for the photo section would be another place to do it. We're asking people, do you have photos, or can you think of photos that should be up there besides Beth's wall?
I'm happy to work on some poll ideas as well. Things okay. That could be fun questions, like
right.
What year was DES founded? I mean, if we can count backwards, my maths are not very good. So I might have to think about that for quite a while, but that could be fun just as we begin, that kind of thing.
So right. Then Helen Scratch, I just sent you the Zoom link. We don't need that on the...
I'll ignore it.
Okay, just ignore it. Hit delete. And then we'll just have to quickly create a meeting invitation.
Now, Errol, we didn't finish the draft. And we're now, I really...
Lineup? Yeah, we don't lineup. Still... Right,
we can ended we, with... I think we can we just, Errol, can you just fill it out with all okay. The different pieces we have, and then we'll comment on it through the Google Doc and try to so that by midweek or so we've settled on it.
I can help too after this.
Okay. You know, as I said, the only thing is it looks like to me like there's three pieces to Lapa would be the person for, and let's not try to spread those out if we can. So, and then we have to, also did get back to the question of the memoriams for the four, whether we think that's something we can do. Are we going to be able to do that? Or is that something we should just hold off on?
I personally think it might be too much to fit in, and the subject would make me want to do it really well. Yeah. And possibly maybe have that student as well helping with some of it.
So maybe what we should do is announce it as something I'm happy to work into my opening an appreciation very quickly of the four of them and say that one of the things we are working on will be memorial videos, record, you know, to each of them for the website.
Yeah, because that would be wonderful, Matthew, because what you could also, in the midst of us doing that, we could get solicitations from people. You know, we've come up with our idea of who might be the proper person. But like I said, Jawan came out of the blue. Remember Jawan, Stephen? He wrote the most beautiful post about Evans. It broke my heart. It was so beautiful. It was like basically saying Evans was the reason for the entire tower takeover, that he was, you know, such a wise and brilliant man, that he had helped Jawan basically develop his, you know, his openness to working with multicultural groups. And wow. It was just beautiful. I sent it to his wife. Catherine was very appreciative and said, nice.
That's one of the untold stories that you would never get out of the archive, because Evan certainly wasn't going to write it down because he was going to lose his job if they already knew what he had done.
Right. And absolutely. I thought about that. Evans told me where to look for documents. Evans walked me to the Asabui Lounge. I was like, okay, wait, now you're getting Evans in all kind of trouble. But, you know, I mean.
He likes it now. He could smile down on us for all that. So that's good.
Smile down. And that's what she said. That's what Catherine was like, you know. These are things no one would have ever, you know, that he cared about all of us right. Who worked for them, but to hear the extent to which he went to educate.
So I will even helps me reconceive of it. So what I'll do, and maybe it shouldn't be part of the opening, maybe it should be its own moment. So change that, specifically raise this project as a way, as a request for people who have memories and want to contribute them. And if we can have some, whether it's in the chat or a Google Doc, where specifically for that, where people can essentially volunteer and say, either I've got memories or I know so-and-so, you should talk to so-and-so, and then we'll do that for all four of them. And that sets the basis for a later real, almost an exhibit, right? I mean, a real exhibit on these four people, and an exhibit that can be expanded to include other people, right? So, great. I mean, I know we have a lot more to do, but I think we're at space now. So if anybody can stay with Ariel and Helen to practice with the Zoom meeting function, which we're on, that works. And I appreciate anybody who can. Obviously, if you can't, that's great. I have to run, do some things. So this is really exciting. So check by Tuesday, Wednesday, probably the point where we want to solidify what the run of show is going to be, so that on Friday we can walk ourselves through it. And Ariel, if you can add then somewhere in there a second place for me to do the request for memories.
I put it at the very end. I wasn't sure what to call it, but I have memorial requests for memories of our lost leaders. You can feel free to change what it says, but I put it at the very end because that felt fitting.
I'm not sure. I think it may be more of a middle thing, partly as a change of pace, but because we'll lose people by the end. People don't all. So yeah. That's my only thought.
How long do we think this event will be?
I think we should be done by 8:30. People won't stay longer than that.
Because people were dipping last night. It's like, you know, you have that sweet spot where everybody, like, folks are late coming in and then they're early leaving. So you've got kind of that middle spot. So
I think we should do it still 8:30, recognizing that the last half hour will be a smaller audience.
Right.
When would it start?
7.
Oh, hour and a half. Okay.
So maybe, Ariel, at the end, we could send out a request for memories in general, and then that might be a way to end it. You know, if folks want to, like we had always dreamed of contributing photos or things like that, that might be a time to call out. And then we could follow up with an email to the DAS community asking if people have photos or things they'd like to share.
I think that call for photos, memories, music suggestions, all that should be in the announcement in the promotion of the event, and then get Matthew to reference those in his opening. And then again, as you're saying, Beth, at the end, a final call for those things. Mm-hmm. Not that you're gonna have a bean pie with you. Get it? I said that'd be the final call, but.
You know what? I heard the bean pie and knew exactly what you did. I love those bean pies. Oh my gosh, stop. Stop the madness, but. Yeah,
that's... Should we ask for emails too? So our alumni, I got from the main university, but I know our community doesn't always allow them to solicit to them, but see if anyone wants to be on our mailing list.
Wait, we're not allowed to ask people to be on?
So there are two, we're not allowed. The alumni relations isn't. So they have two lists, one where you say you will allow solicitation, one where you won't. It's essentially whether or not they're going to hassle you for donations. So essentially through LSA, I only have access to the ones that have voted to be solicited to. So I know we're missing a bigger part of our community, and this might be a good way to get them onto our newsletter. I've been adding them as they come in, but it's just people don't want to be on that LSA list sometimes.
Oh, that makes sense.
Oh, but they might want to be on our DAS list.
Yeah, that's what I was saying at that event. Maybe we can solicit emails too from people so they can keep up to date with the project. I want to make sure we're not missing anyone.
That's a good question. That's a great for idea. Technology services. Could we set up an auto subscribe?
Yeah, that would be great.
Okay.
And that would go along with the tone. I think we haven't emphasized it enough today that this website is this living, ongoing thing. And so what you're saying, Helen, would be consistent with that. We want to communicate with you as we, Helen and Ariel, Will there be time to add things to the timeline? If I have some entries I think could be added, some images or actual texts, or is it too late?
Ask me Monday. I'm just starting to get familiar with the back end and it's quite easily. So I'm not confident in my abilities yet. I'm going to spend the next however long today with Ariel, and we're going to try to really figure out where everything is and how to update it and how each of the functions work.
Okay. So follow-up question. When you say ask you Monday, if
I'll have a better sense of what's
particularly by the 18th, right?
Yes.
But even if the 18th aside, we'd still do plan to add things. So in general,
yes.
Okay. But for 18th, let me know Monday. Okay. Okay. Yeah. So I'll send you what I have, and we'll talk about it here. And if you can get done then, it get done. If not, it get done later.
Yeah. So like in general, everything can be updated. It's something that will be a living website, but the things that are like, it must be on by the 18th. If you can email for, this is for everybody. If you can email that as soon as possible, just to get it onto our radar and make sure that it gets up.
Send them. And if I can't get them, I'll email you, letting you know, but I should, it's just, I feel like a ping pong ball right now. That's kind of how I've been working with this.
I don't have anything that I would say must be. Some things that could be would be cool, but if not, then be later.
Either way, send them to me and I'll keep it in the queue and it'll get up.
Cool.
So I guess my question is, with those of us who have our little sections, okay, if I'm working on the timeline, do I need to send you that timeline again? Or it's...
What do you mean, Beth?
Well, that's, I don't know what I'm saying because I'm not sure, you know.
Do you mean when you do updates? Mm-hmm. Are you doing it to the same Google Doc we've been working on?
Yeah, but what I mean is that one that we all looked at together, I know Ariel said there was a special place to send them, but should I have sent that somewhere else or was that enough to have it there?
If it's there, that's what we're going to be working on. But basically what might be helpful is from this day forward, if you have changes, tag one or both of us in the doc so that we know, oh, that's been changed. So like if it's one sentence that's been changed, then tag us there. If it's like the whole file, like for the podcast or for a film, then email that file to us.
Okie doke.
Yeah, I work better if you just email if it's a bigger thing, because then I'll keep it. I have filters in my Gmail, so I'll keep it to the top.
Could we put like an official section in the newsletter for the website updates? And that way, when we talk to people at the event, we can say sign up for updates on the 50th website.
Yeah, that's kind of what we were talking about with the auto subscribe, especially because it's been our Giving Blue Day fund. So I really want to show what we're doing with those funds and the project moving forward.
So I think we can stop recording, but...